come out through dialoguing, through writing, through grappling with that sugya. Particularly we're in the sugya at the moment of the struggle between the guf and the neshama, yeah? Which is the eternal struggle that you have. Basically that's the ongoing battle. The desire of the neshama to be great and the desire of the guf to go to bed. Fulfilling one's spiritual yearnings as opposed to one's physical titles. That's really the struggle, yeah? So he said, when the neshama knows, when you know what your neshama wants, then you have to somehow persuade and seduce the guf to go along with the neshama's desires as opposed to the opposite. So he said it requires emotional arousal, which is really the whole of the Musa, that's the Bissol Salant, the whole Kiddush. It's Kiddush, but what he brought to us is that this has to be, if you want to do something, you have to get it into the emotional realm before you're going to be able to deal with it. So that's what he says. Rebach v'efsad hay mashefa amuvanet leguf. Reward and punishment are things that the guf understands. So the minute you feel this, the Maisa, so then the guf will start going along with the Ruchnias. Zuhu hanuscha soidis. This is the basic understanding. Zeh bezrat haseichel v'sheichel es alev. You need the seichel to come along and to bribe the emotions, the duma. Imata meshuchne mebechine rikshis v'cheshivus u'betoyle shalom ala teira. If you've been persuaded, really persuaded, yeah, on the importance of Amala Taira, Amala Midas. As Gamim Kashim Rabim Yarmoy Badalkacha, even though there are many difficulties on your way, the Gamim Ainacha Koyach, Matavru Cheshek, because Zoyis, if you don't have Koyach and you don't have Cheshek and I couldn't care, no, who needs this, and not another Tosfos, and all the difficulties that a person encounters on this long journey of Amala Taira, because Zoyis Tamshich Lit Kadem Vlamo. You will continue to grow and develop. Why? Mishum she'achlatata, because you made a decision. Ze mashiani rotze, and the heart has bought into it. Mishafi yodei umalgish at kama achlata azu chashuva leichas chayachol, because you've convinced yourself and you know both in the seichel and in the emotional level how important this really is. That's really the avoidance. The avoidance is to come to make a decision of what's important in my life. Take stock of how much of your day you spend doing important stuff. And don't mistake important for urgent. Because very often urgent stuff's not important. And very often important stuff isn't urgent. How much of your day is spent on what's really important? No? Well, first you have to know what's important. You have to make a list of all the things that are important. Do those first. Then do the urgent stuff afterwards. Doesn't make sense, huh? Do the urgent stuff first. The urgent stuff might not be that important. And the important stuff might not be very urgent, but it's important. It's important you do it first. Something that's urgent could also be important, but if you have a look, you'll see a lot of the urgent stuff you do is not that important. It's urgent, but, and if you don't do it, and the important stuff if you don't do, then it's losing out. Yeah, you have to make a shikul, obviously. I'm not saying everything that's urgent is not important. I'm not saying that. There might be stuff that's urgent that's important. If you don't do it now, you're out. Could be. Done up. But not all the urgent stuff we do is important, and not all the important stuff we do is necessarily have to be urgent. Don't make the mistake of mixing up those two things. It's very, very important to get very clear, do what's important before you do what's urgent. Unless the urgent thing is also important. Okay. In order not to have negative reactions, you have to get to a situation where your emotional system has to be okay, has to be benach with the changes that you're proposing. If you're going to get enormous resistance from the emotional base, you're not going to overcome that hurdle. You're not going to be able to institute your plans. Because the emotions are going to fight you, things are going to dump you, you're going to get stressed and burnt out, all the words we use for bad management. Vassaman Vassal said there's no such thing as burnout. People use the word burnout, there's no such thing. There's a thing called bad management. If you manage the situation properly, there's no such thing as burnout. Make sure the emotions have bought into what you're proposing, otherwise you'll go ahead with it. The emotions will resist you, that's called stress. Yeah, and yeah, eventually you will reach a situation what looks like burnout. So burnout is bad management. Lamad la gia es aguf, peta es aguf oimelo. You've got to learn how to calm the goof down. You've got to get the goof to relax and take it easy. You've got to seduce the goof. It's not so bad. You know the last time when you came to the goof, what a you've got to remind yourself of the times where you did overcome the difficulties like a schmuck itself. How beautiful it was when you did get up that one day for nights with all the resistance, whatever, what a gewaltig day you had. How the schmuck your davening was, that day, etc., etc., etc. Right? You remember? The earlier minion, the better minion, and the later one. It was a tarting up for the early minion. So, hey, do you remember the one day you did? Remember how delicious that day was? And you've got to keep reminding yourself of these things. Oedet et atzmacha, kamoshim, oedetim, yelet katan, v'tzadav, rishonim, tuchal gam laftiach, v'atzmacha, praisim, alit kadamut tova. In the same way as you bribe a child to take the first little few steps, whatever you have to bribe yourself, you've got to offer yourself prizing, and you've got to treat yourself like a child. It's a very important thing, this. Don't assume that you're an adult all the time, and don't assume that your goof is an adult, because he's not, and don't assume that your emotional base has necessarily reached the level that your seichel has reached of maturity. When you're on this journey of going from being a child to an adult, so some of the things fall behind a little bit, and you have to use childish tools, and the toys that you offer yourself are a little bit more sophisticated. The two shekel shop ain't going to work for you. You know, you can't bribe yourself with a piece of chocolate, but you've got to find the thing that you can bribe yourself and use it. Don't think that you're potter from this. Okay, what's the resistance? Anybody notice any resistance to what we just said? No resistance? Goof's bought into this completely? No resistance? Sounds great. Go ahead.
The ideal is perfect, yes, the ideal is.
I'm not talking about, I'm talking about you. Are you feeling any resistance?
Yeah,
sure. So where's the resistance coming from? What's the goof saying?
I'm just thinking of what kind of gift I'm going to give myself. What are we talking about?
Find out that you've got to know. That you've got to know what your pleasure is. I can't tell you what your pleasure is. You know what your pleasure is. You know if there's something that you want and you just, whatever, you haven't got it or whatever. I don't know. Could just be an ice cream, whatever. I don't know, whatever it is. You've got to know what your pleasures are. Or you want me to tell you what your pleasure is? I don't know what your pleasure is. You have to know what your pleasure is. What kind of gifts are there? You've got to work it for yourself. I'm talking about what's the resistance here? The first resistance I'm hearing is that it's not going to work. Been there, seen it, done it. That's the first voice I'm hearing in my head. So that's the line. He says, Rega, I'll take it to the law of bed, Kacha. Don't tell me that doesn't work like that. But I feel I don't want to see it because you haven't even tried. You see, we often say to ourselves, no, it's not going to work. Have you tried it? No, but I know it won't work. You understand, that's not your seichel talking. Who's talking? When you make comments to yourself like that, but it's not going to work. Then you say to yourself, one second, have you tried this before? No, but I know it's not going to work. Right? You understand that that's not your seichel talking. Can you get that's not the seichel talking? Does it sound like seichel dick then or not? No, it doesn't sound seichel dick. Hey, how do you know it's not going to work if you haven't tried it? If you tried it, it didn't work, you can say to me, look, I tried it once and it didn't work. Then I can get a seichel dick. But you say, I never tried it, but I know it's not going to work. If you've never tried it, and Chazal is saying it works, and you say no, it's not, the vice is that's the goof, that's the resistance. Al tevateh mirosh al smach hanacha kaduma. Don't give up in the beginning, okay, on what you think you already know. Ata tarach lavin shekol hanira adai loitzlachta lavi et harayon lamatzav shebo hu ye maisi avuchot. You have to know that you haven't really managed to matzliach in bringing this idea into fruition where you can be matzliach with it. Hitchashem v'derech shebo ha-goyimim ha-anushim v'basisim mashpiyam alecho. Tshuchas bitachon, aroch ha-atzmis, kovet v'gaiva, taivas, lachas, chavrati, rechushonot. Alecha la-haktish tshumas leiv miuchilis lemidas ha-icholis shaka lakachat achrayut. What are the things that are the human things, the basic human things that mashpi on us, that influence our decisions, yeah? First of all, it's our sense of security within ourselves, yeah? B'tochon atzmi, self-confidence, it's called, right? Haroch atzmi, how do I evaluate myself? How do I look at myself? Do I look at myself as a success or a failure? If you've been telling your whole life you're a bum and a failure, then you're right, you have a hard time taking this and implementing it. So that's a resistance. Kovet v'gaiva, taivas, lachat chavrati, what about peer pressure? That's a big one. Peer pressure is a big one. You're going to suddenly be amol b'toyre and you're not going to sit and schmooze during shir, and you're not going to be into all the jokes and the letzonis and all the chapping going on with all your chevra, and they're going to say, what's the matter with you? Cohen, you come for frumt? What's wrong with you? Yeah? You don't come, you don't hang around with us in the tea room anymore, makarapo. Yeah, that's a big resistance, and don't think it's only for the kids, it's for us as well. Yeah, you're going to stop greeting people in the Beit Midrash like you're not supposed to. Yeah, what are you greeting people in the Beit Midrash for? Why even notice somebody walked into the Beit Midrash? So you'll stop greeting people at Israel. People tell you what's the matter with you, don't hear it. Yeah? So the peer pressure is going to get to you eventually. You want to be Omol B'Torah? You know how much resistance you're going to meet out there? First of all, you think to yourself, yeah, but I'm really not cut out for this. Right? No, I've done things before and it doesn't really work out for me, so why try this? If you get over those bumps, then you're going to say to yourself, yeah, but God will think I've lost my mind. Right? How am I going to explain to my wife and I'm coming home half an hour late? I'm not just saying you have to, but I'm saying let's assume that that's what it's going to entail. How am I going to break the news? You know, how am I... it's just too hard, let's go back to bed. The goof. So first you have to acquire and you have to maknish for yourself this. You have to find a special place that you are able to take a chras. You have to be able to take a chras for something. Let's say you made a mistake and you want to get out of it in the correct way, okay? But on the other hand, you also feel like, you know what, let's just forget about this whole thing. Yeah, I made a mistake and I really should go to the guy and I should deal with it. But you know what, let's just pretend it never happened, right? Listate ulihitchamek ulahagid mitztayev ozoit lo ashamtit. You're going to go and say, I'm sorry, but it wasn't my fault. Yeah, you know those ones, eh? You reverse into the guy parked behind you and you're like, you know you should get out and leave your number or whatever, but you know that you don't really want to. And really, why did he park there in the first place? It's not his fault. My road, what's he doing in my park? Well, no, and you have a whole milchama with yourself whether you get out and you write the note or not, right? And you get right the note because people are watching you, so you know, and eventually that's what gets you going, yeah? Correct? And what do you write on the note? I'm only writing this note because people are watching and they think that I'm writing my phone number, yeah, but I'm not, and you put the petek on the week. So. You know the feeling, yeah? You know that you've got to do the right thing, but it's hard. Zema moikesh, atar reitzel yoyt yetziv, on the one hand, you want to do the right thing, and you want to be strong, and you want to do the right thing, and you want to transcend and do the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. But on the other hand, you really like just don't have the betochen to do it. Habechir leches benesiv oto metaveh neshama. In order to make that bechir to go in the way that the neshama is leading you and wants you to go. Any bob oif and tibi doesn't come natural. You have to know the most non-natural thing in the world is to do what the neshama wants. It's the most non-natural thing. The natural thing is to do what? Gravity. The goof. If you sit out in a chair and you don't do anything, what kicks in? The seichel or the dimyon? The dimyon. Seichel doesn't have power. You just sit there quietly monitoring in the background. You want to get the seichel to work, you've got to get up and you've got to work. You want to fantasize, you can sit the whole day and do nothing and the brain pumping out all different sorts of nourishment. Correct? So it's not a natural thing. This takes, if you want to walk in spiritual paths and you want to go in the ways of the neshama, takes a lot of hard work. And that's why if you look around, you'll see that very few people actually get to do it. Very few people actually get to do this. And let's call a spade a spade. How many people do you know out of the, let's say, 6 million, 7 million Jews living in Israel are Amal B'Torah? So you know what? Forget about the 7 million Jews. Let's just take the B'nai Yeshiva. Not even the Frum people. Forget about the Balabatim. How many people learning in Yeshivas and Kolim today are Amal B'Torah? Emesika Amalis B'Torah. How many? Handful. And everybody's midrash of 100 people. How many are the mamash Amal B'Torah? I'm not talking about he's sitting and learning for his hour while he's there. I'm talking about his mochus, his lifestyle. He's a lifestyle of Amalis B'Torah. How many people? So it's a criticism. I'm just saying very few people get to do it. So you see that it's not an easy thing. If it's easy, everyone would do it. Very, very hard to make the decision and to implement it and continue with it. Not possible. Yeah, this is very important. This is a whole share on its own, it's a whole way on its own, but let's start it. He doesn't give enough time to it yet, but let's at least enter into the sugya, because it's something that people don't realize is important. Da ma ta yodea. You have to know what you know. We know lots of things, right? But we don't know what we know, and we don't know why we know it or how we know it. We know lots of things that we know them because the society told us when we were 3 years old, and we carry on living our lives based on that knowledge. Yeah? Have you ever dredged out that knowledge and checked out if it's true or not? Know what you know. Al du shalait atmecha, sheberege shemivini mashu, miyad chayim al piv. Don't be the kind of person that the minute you think you understand something, you start living like it. You heard a gewaltige shir, you come and now you tell your wife, that's it. One second. Efshar bechlet la'amin b'derech achat v'lichyot b'acheret. There's no reason, and we know that, it's very possible that a person can decide to believe one thing and live his life completely differently. L'tzareinu anachnu oisim etzeh kol hazman, we do it all the time. Ata yichol la'amin shezeh choshuv lo'ichol lo'ichol bari. Everybody here knows it's important to eat healthily, right? No one's going to get up and tell you, no, it's not important to eat healthy. You can eat healthy. You don't have to watch what you eat. Eat whatever you want. It's not a problem. No one will tell you that, right? Get out again, or whatever. Nishkafer, whatever. Tell you, yeah, come on, you should eat healthy, right? We all know that, right? Well, because I actually create out chips, we've got chocolate, but I can live on chips and chocolate and Coke. Yeah, but I know you've got to eat healthy, so why don't you? Yeah, because whatever. You can know that the ikah of life is limud haTorah, that there's nothing else. Yeah? Because those life, he says, man, b'shtiyot, and you can waste your whole day on narishkot. You tell me anybody that doesn't know that? Anybody here doesn't know that learning Torah Kadosh is what we're in this world for? The Adam La'omul you learn, to learn in Torah? Whatever he needs to learn, whatever his day is supposed to be, right? He's discussed with us, how much to learn, how much to work, whatever, the time that he's learning. He doesn't know that that's the most important thing in the world. We all know it. Everybody knows that it's posh, it's borrowed to all of us, right? And we'll say, how come our actions don't reflect it? Hamaisim shelanu mashpim mimidas habahirois bo anu tofsim et harayon. The way we act is dependent on how clearly we've grasped the idea that we're trying to live according to. Ima nachnu mivinin rayon b'tzura klalis v'shitchis b'ilvayin. If we understand the thing like superficially, you know, just generally we've got a grasp on it. You know, limud haTorah is very important. Yehaim chayein is orech yomein. This is my life and the length of my days. Learning time is very important. And that's why I learn a few hours every day. And that's it. And yep, b'ruch Hashem, the rest of the time it's Pac-Man. B'vakasha, beautiful. Okay. If you've only got in a general superficial way, when it starts getting hard, the resistance kicks in, the desire to go do something else gets very strong, so then you're not going to be able to withstand the difficulty because the rayon is not really that clear. Next time you have to go to Levaya, Rachman Litzlan, Sim Leiv, the Dover Abba, Kasher HaGufa Yoitzes Ledarka Mibes Chayes Feidim. Have you ever noticed when they take the iron out of the house or with their spading whatever, everyone starts crying. During their spading, no one was crying, right? You're sitting there, the mace is there, and everyone's standing around. They're spading, everyone's more or less holding their own. They're spading, finish, they pick up the body, and they start taking it out. Everyone starts crying. מה קרה עכשיו? למה הם פתאום התחילו לבחות? Why does somebody start crying now? אולי הם ברכים משום שהם רואים שהגביע תשעה שם? Well, they cry because they wanted to stay, they don't wanted to go. ברור שלא. לפתף אותי מגיע תפישת המוות. What happened is suddenly they got a sense of death. הכל שאדם לא יישוב עוד? Because suddenly they see the body getting taken out. They say, no, this is real. This God's not coming back again. And suddenly start crying again. בהמשך בבית הקברות, כשנכנסים את הגוף אל תוך הקבר, שוב בוכים הקרובים. Then they calm down, even think, then they take the urn out to the whatever. Then they put they start lowering the body into the kever. Everyone starts crying again. What happened? You think they weren't going to bury him? What happened? No, you suddenly realize bebechizi boli they beat to havana harikshis legabe seifosay shlamavet. It's happening in degrees, yeah? When you get the news, you start crying. Then you get all organized and you have to start putting your life together. You start asking all your shalas or whatever. Then you go to the funeral. You start crying again. You see the thing there each time because you're suddenly realizing, hey, this is real. But you know, why didn't you get it the first time? When they told you the guy's dead, he's not coming back. So that should be it, no? No, you see, it works in stages. When you see the coffin for the first time, when they take the coffin out, and then they start lowering into the grave, each time there's a new bechir, there's a new crying. Why? Because there's a new realization that this is real. At shelo tatim et ha'chaim shocha lemetziyut, tamshich lichet v'olam ha'chalamot. Until you really, really get a grip on who you are and what your life is really, you're living in dreamland. Anan kol tzmicha matchile v'machshava. Everything starts with a thought. אבל מחשבה בלבד לא מספיקה, but the מחשבה itself is not enough. You went to a shir, you went to a seminar, you suddenly realized, Omo Betoy is mamash choshuv. You have that in your head, right? Oh, this is important. Omo Betoy is very important. Now you got the מחשבה, right? It's got to start with that. If you don't get the מחשבה, you'll never start. So now what happens? I got the מחשבה, I know that the Torah is important, I'm going back to sleep. Whatever that is, doesn't have to be learned in the Torah, whatever it is. כדי להגיע לביצוע, in order to take that מחשבה that you have and to activate it, צריך שגם הלב ייקח חלק בכל תגלית חדשה של השכל. The lev has to come along and buy into what the seichel's decided. It's not enough that your מחשבה knows that's important, the lev has to know it's important as well. רק אז תוכל לשלב רעיונות אלו בחיי היומיים שלך. Only then can you take these ideas and live them in your day-to-day life. אנשים רבים מאמינים בהשם. Anybody here doesn't believe in Hashem? Everybody's מאמין בהשם. Everyone's a מאמין. אם הם לא מאמינים, הם בני מאמינים. Everybody in this room believes in God. Yeah? אולם רק מעטאים חיים ממוי. How many people really live with God?
That
could be שתיים ומאלס not believing God. Or not living with God. It could be doing it because it gives them enormous emotional or intellectual stimulation. There were plenty of people that we know, it was very common in South Africa for people that knew Shas to smoke on Shabbos while they were learning a Gemara. The guy doesn't know that there's a God. There's a guy standing next to the cop. The guy that Ezra Ba'ach, when he's standing next to the cop and he steals something. Do you understand? There's a problem here, huh?
This could be a totally different group of people.
Which group?
This group that is living with God. You could have a person who's living with God, he's not always on the other side. Like you're saying.
Depends not. Living with God means I'm doing what God wants me to do now.
I don't get the percentage of people.
I don't have percentages. There's 5 people in this room. Let's focus on myself. This is a vase. This is not a philosophy or social anthropology. We're focusing on us. I believe there's a God and I know there's God and I'm a mammon, yeah? So how come in front of God? No, in my seichel I know there's a God. There's no way you could convince me of his seichel. Convince me of his seichel there's no God. Come on! Jeez, everyone knows. So how come I still don't always have kavanah when I'm davening and I'm a babel with brochas achreiners and whatever it is, da-da-da-da-da, all the things that I want. Because I'm insane, that's why. The same guy who steals in front of the cop. Well, he didn't believe the cop was there. He knows the cop's there, so why do you see in front of the cop? Because my feet nuts. So why is it? Because I think what we've made here, we're taking it out of the general dream to the specific. My seichel knows there's a chef. And my seichel demands that I live my life according to that knowledge. Yes? So how come I'm not? So it's not the fault of the seichel. There's something lacking, and we now know what's lacking, the leif. I haven't been shover this to my leif. The leif hasn't come along. And who drives the goof? Who gets me to actually do what I need to do? It's the leif, not the rosh. So the rosh has to persuade the leif, and then the leif will take care of the goof. What's lacking is the leif hasn't bought into this. I know there has to be Amal B'Torah, so why aren't you? Because there's another voice saying to me, yeah, but the other things you have to do that are more important. If the lave would buy into what the seichel knows, then you'd be able to overcome the goof very easily. And the Shim Rabbi Mamim Hashem, Ulam Rak Ma'atim Chayim Imoy. Haim Zeh Yoni, does it make sense? Ata lo rotze lichyoit kol yamecha b'stira pnimis. You want to live your whole life in an inner contradiction? I believe, I can't speak for myself, the greatest stress we have is living this contradiction. On the one hand, I know what I know, and I know that it's true, and on the other hand, there's this big gap between me and what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And every night you do cheshbon and nefesh, and it looks pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
But mamash depressing almost. Okay, you're not supposed to get depressed, whatever, but I'm saying that's a stira. It's a terrible stira that we live with inside of ourselves. It takes away our simchas achayim, it takes away our sense of satisfaction. We're learning. You know what you have to do? You have to learn Musa. You have to learn Musa. That's what you have to do. That's what this fourth of the 48 ways is really Musa. Bevina Salev. Get what you know into the heart. Get the heart to understand what you know. Ata lo yitzech likol yamecha b'stira pnimis. Im kaim, ata muchrach. You are forced. Lehatimir kol dovar shekibalte ke'emes b'chaya yom yomi. You have to take what you know and you have to turn that into who you really are. It's not enough to just know it intellectually and move weiter. And that comes about through reading Musa. We will stop here, but that has to be spoken about more. Without Musa, not Shaykh, I'm telling you now. There is no other way. Without a regular, fixed, daily Musa Seder, you're not going to get it. The only way the Seichel can be shredded over the Leiv and the Guf ultimately is through Musa. And I'm not saying that. That our Rabbonim and our teachers and our masters have been telling us since time immemorial. Without proper Musa and without working on it and without getting it into your Kishka, it ain't ever going to happen.
Did the
I haven't heard it yet, no.